This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The state legislature has passed two major gun control bills. One raises the age to purchase any type of firearm to 21. The other expands the state's so-called red flag law. It means district attorneys, educators, healthcare providers, and licensed mental health professionals can file a protection order to temporarily remove someone's guns. Both bills await the governor's signature. First Lady Jill Biden was in Denver today to talk about President Biden's economic policies. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The First Lady focused on opportunities made available through bills from last Congress that have been used to expand workforce training programs. She says they'll eventually lead to millions of good-paying jobs in infrastructure, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing.
And many of them require associate degrees, certificates, registered apprenticeships, or other hands-on, instruction, not 4 years of college.
An educator herself, Biden also praised the bipartisan efforts at the State House to help students pursue these kinds of non-traditional education paths at little to no cost. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
RTD has dropped plans to ban passengers from riding buses and trains indefinitely. Two controversial proposals would have banned people from taking continuous trips without buying a new ticket and from using electrical outlets. Critics say the proposals unfairly targeted people who are unhoused. RTD still wants to make changes to improve rider safety. This is CPR News.